The following is Ram Navami lecture, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on March 27th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to welcome you very much to this very, very, very special program. This is the Transcendental Appearance Day of God Himself. Lord Sri Ramachandra. Just like every day we are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, today is the appearance day of that Lord Ram. In fact, it is such an auspicious day for us. We have fasted all day. As an offering of love to Lord Ram. And we will break that fast with a wonderful feast that we can all share this evening after the lecture. So, I am reading today some words from the authorized Vedic literature known as the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is an ancient scripture which goes back for thousands and thousands of years. Long before the Western civilization ever came into existence, these scriptures existed. It is not something fabricated, it is not something invented. It is a portion of the vast literatures known as the Vedic literature. The Vedic literatures were the foundation of a culture which flourished across the entire world more than 5,000 years ago, known as the Vedic culture.
Ведическата литература е основата на културата, която процъфтявала цялото земно кълбо преди.
Lord Ramachandra, or Lord Ram, was not only God himself, but he was also the ruling monarch.
Бог Рамачандра не бил само самият Бог, а и свършеният монарх или цар.
He ruled the entire world.
Той управлявал целия свят.
This was called Ram Rajya, or the reign of Lord Ram. In those days, the atmosphere on this planet was very wonderful. The atmosphere in those days on this planet was very, very wonderful. It wasn't too hot, it wasn't too cold. There were fruits and flowers growing everywhere, luxuriantly, naturally. You wouldn't have to go to the store to buy some fruit that was half rotten. Because everywhere the trees were giving the most delicious, wonderful fruits. There was no anxiety of disease and enemy attacks. There was no fear when Al-Qaeda will come. Al-Qaeda and do any terrorism attacks. The whole atmosphere on the earth was sublime and wonderful. So, by remembering and appreciating the great qualities of Lord Ramachandra,
помниме и оценяваме великите.
This will help us to be. This will help us or enable us to become very, very happy and peaceful.
Това ще ни помогне да станем много щастливи и умиротворени.
And to make the entire world very, very happy and peaceful.
И да направим целия свят много щастлив и спокоен.
So that we can nicely remember Lord Ramachandra.
За да можем много добре да си спомним Лорд Рамачандра.
We will now read a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Сега ще прочетем стих от Шримад Бхагаватам.
Tasyapi Bhagavanesha Sakshad Brahma Yohari Angshasena Chaturdha Ghat Putratvang Pratitasarai Rama Lakshmana Bharata Shatrughna Iti Sangyaya. Being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself directly appeared with His expansions and the expansions of the expansion. I'll read the whole verse since you're going to do. I was going to break it up to make it easy, but now we'll do the whole verse. Their holy names were Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the sons of Maharaj Dasharath. Read just the translation. It's right there, upper left hand. Yeah, and then start the previous page, the bottom, yeah.
Помолен да се появи от лъвовете, върховната божествена личност, абсолютната истина, се появи заедно с своите експанзии и експанзиите на тези експанзии. Техните святи имена бяха Рама, Лакшмана, Бхарата и Шатрубна. Тези прославени инкарнации се появиха в четири форми като синове на Махараджа Дашарат.
Om Ajnanati Marandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadam Hayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So it was a very glorious thing, or very glorious event, when Lord Ramachandra appeared as the son of Maharaj Dasharath.
Появяването на Бог Рамачандра като син на Махараджа Дашарата било много славно събитие.
Along with his three brothers.
Заедно с своите трима братя.
Lord Ram was destined to become the king.
Предопределено, че Бог Рам трябва да стане цар.
And this gave great happiness to everyone, all the citizens. Everyone was so happy because everyone loved Lord Ramachandra.
Всички полници в царството били много щастливи за това, че той ще стане цар, защото те много обичали Бог Рам.
But there was one very envious palace maid who was a hunchback woman.
Hunchback. Но имало в дворец имало една много завистлива жена, която била гърбава.
She wanted to be powerful.
Тя искала да бъде има много сила и влияние.
So there were more than one queen of the king.
Царят имал повече от една съпруга.
So she, the mother of Bharat, one of the brothers, her name Kaikeyi, Yes.
И майката на Барат се казвала Кайкей.
She told Kaikeyi that actually your son Bharat should be made the king instead.
И тази завистлива жена казала на Кайкей, на майката на Барат, твоят син Барат трябва да стане цар вместо Рам.
In this way she poisoned the mind of the noble lady Kaikeyi.
По този начин тя отровила умът на благородната Кайкей.
Kaikeyi, when she in her younger years, her husband Dasharath was in great difficulty one time, and Kaikeyi nursed him back to health.
Преди това, веднъж Махараджа Дашарата бил в големи, имал големи трудности, тогава Кайкеи неговата съпруга го спасил.
So Maharaj Dasharath had offered a benediction to Kaikeyi, whatever you would like, you just ask me and I will give it to you.
Тогава Махараджа Дашарат и дал благослови каквото и да поискаш някога.
But she had never cashed in on that benediction.
Но до този момент Кайкей не се била възползвала от тази благословие.
So now she thought she would utilize that benediction.
И сега Кайкей решила, че е време да се възползва от тази благословие.
She told Maharaj Dasharat that here's what you remember that benediction you offered me?
Кайкей казал на Махараджа Дашарат, спомнеш ли си благословието, което ми даде?
He said, yes, my dear Кайкей, whatever you would like, you simply tell me.
Да, скъпа Кайкей, каквото и да поискаш, само ми кажи.
And she said, banish Ram to the forest for 14 years and install Bharat as the king instead.
Кайкей казала, изгони Рама в гората за 14 години и...
This devastated the heart of Dasharat.
И вместо Рама... Барат трябва да стане цар. Това разбило сърцето на Махараджа Дашарат.
Lord Ram was fully prepared to do this.
Бог Рамачандра бил готов да се подчини на тази заповед.
And the king was very dedicated to his keeping his own words.
А царят бил решен да изпълни обещанието, което дал на Кайкей.
So Lord Ram departed for the forest. And Maharaj Dasharath, with a completely broken heart, he died. Ram's brother Lakshman wanted to come with him. And Ram's wife Sita Devi, she insisted that she must also come.
И съпругата на Рамачандра Сита също настоявала, че тя да дойде с нея.
So the three of them went into the forest into banishment from the kingdom for 14 years.
Тогава те тримата напуснали царството и отишли в гората за 14 години.
At that time on the island of Lanka there was a demoniac king named Ravana.
По това време на остров Ланка имало един демоничен цар, който се наричал.
He was a very powerful man-eating demon known as a Rakshasa.
Той бил много могъщ човекоядец, известен като Ракшаса.
His sister Sharpanak. Yes. She was wandering in the forest.
Сестрата на Равана Шупанака, докато се скитала в гората,
and she saw Lord Ram.
Видяла Бог Рам.
And she became completely captivated by his beautiful features.
И тя се влюбила в него.
She turned herself by she was an ugly Rakshasi, but by her mystic power she turned herself into a beautiful woman.
И тя била много грозна Ракшаси, но чрез своята мистична сила се преобразила в красива жена.
And she approached Lord Ram, expressing her conjugal desires.
И тя се приближила към Бог Рамачандра и му разкрила сърцето си.
Of course this. So Lord Ram, he said, but my lady, I am not suitable. I am already married.
Бог Рамачандра е говорил, скъпа госпожо, аз не съм подходящ за твой съпруг, защото съм вече оженен.
But my younger brother Lakshman, he is quite suitable.
Моят по-млад брат Лакшман, той е много подходящ за теб.
But then Lakshman also rejected her. And she became very angry. She then, I think she went to attack Sita Devi, something. She became very angry. So Lakshman cut off her nose. And she returned to Lanka before her brother, who was the king. And he became enraged to see that his sister had been defaced. But this Sherpanakshi then told Ravan about this beautiful, beautiful woman, Sita Devi. To incite his lusty desires to enjoy Sita. So by his mystic power, then Ravana, he flew to that place. And he asked one powerful mystic named Marichi to assist him in his plot to capture Sita Devi. He told Marichi that you assume the form of a golden deer and you lure Sita Devi into the forest, away from Ram and Lakshman. So that I can kidnap her. But Marichi knew, if I do this, then Ram will kill me. But Ravana said, if you don't do it, I will kill you. So he thought, well, it's better to be killed by Ram than by Ravana. So he agreed to do this. He assumed the form of an amazingly beautiful golden deer. And Sita became very, very attracted to this golden deer. She wanted it. So, Lord Ram, he went to capture that golden deer for Sita. But before going, he made a special protective circle. No? That was Lakshman who did that. Okay. So he left her under the protection of Lakshman. But then, by the tricks, the mystic tricks, a voice was heard calling for help, that Lakshman was in great difficulty. That what was it?
Ram.
Ram was in great difficulty, that's right. So Lakshman was there guarding Sita. But by mystic trickery, Ram's voice could be heard calling for help, as if he was in mortal danger. Of course, it's not possible that Lord Ram could ever be in mortal danger. But still, this pathetic voice was calling for help. Lakshman knew it was a trick. And he was determined to do what Ram had told him, to stay there and guard Sita. But Sita, being less intelligent, she was overcome by emotion. And she began to tell Lakshman, actually, you're staying here because you want to enjoy me. Which was the ultimate insult. Actually, you have an unchaste desire, therefore you're staying here with me. So being rebuked in such chastising words, insulting words, Lakshman resolved, all right, I'll go and see. But before going, he made a protective circle around Sita Devi that no demon could cross that circle. So now Sita was all alone in the forest. And Ravana appeared disguised as a pious Brahmin. And he feigned difficulty, physical difficulty. So that Sita would cross the line and go to try to serve this Brahmin. And as soon as she crossed the line and approached Ravana, and then he revealed himself as Ravana, and he took her flying into the sky. Along the way, as he was taking her to Lanka, one bird, Jatayu, one very elderly and very great devotee of the Lord, Jatayu, an eagle, he began to attack Ravana to prevent him from taking away Sita Devi.
Докато Равана отвличал, отнасил Сита към Ланка, един велик предаден на Бог Рамачандра, Джатайо се опитал да я спаси.
But he was no match for Ravana, and Ravana mortally wounded him.
Но той не бил толкова силен, колкото Равана, и Равана го ранил смъртоносно.
Leaving him for dead.
И го оставил да умре.
So, Ram and Lakshman came back from the forest. After going for that deer, they came back and they found Sita was gone. So they be in great anxiety and distress. Lord Ram went looking for his beloved Sita Devi.
И установили, че Сита е отвлечена и тогава Рамачандра бил много притеснен.
Along the way they found the dying eagle Jatayu.
По пътя те открили умиращият орел.
And with his last dying breath he informed Lord Ram who had kidnapped Sita Devi.
Рамачандра открил умиращият Джатайо и Джатайо го информирал, Джатайо му казал кой е отвлякал Сита.
So they proceeded towards Lanka to get back Sita Devi. And along the way they enlisted the help of the monkeys who were living in the forest. Especially one great powerful monkey named Hanuman. Hanuman was the son of the wind god.
Hanuman бил син на Бога на въздуха.
And he could fly through the air. So he was commissioned to find out where is Sita Devi. He jumped into the air and leapt all the way across the ocean to the island of Lanka. And he disguised himself as a little tiny monkey, so he wouldn't be detected. He brought with him a ring of Lord Ram to identify that he was an actual messenger of Lord Ram. And he approached Sita Devi. At first she didn't trust him, thinking him to be a spy from
Ravana.
Ravana was treating Sita Devi very cruelly. He wanted to have a sexual relationship with her, but she refused to participate.
Той искал да има секс с нея, но тя отказал.
The only difficulty is for Ravana, he had been cursed that if he ever forced a woman into sexual union, he would die.
Проблемът с Равана бил, че той бил прокълнат, че ако изнасили жена, ще трябва да умре.
So he had to convince Sita to voluntarily have a sexual relationship with him.
И той трябвало да убеди Сита да има секс с него доброволно.
He said, if you don't do this, then I will kill you and eat you for my breakfast.
Равана казал, ако не се съгласиш, аз ще те убия и ще ти изям като моя закуска.
But still, she would not agree.
Тя не се съгласила.
She was totally dedicated to her Lord Ram.
Тя била напълно абсолютно вярна на своя.
So she was very suspicious when this little monkey came, saying that he was a messenger from Ram. She didn't trust
him. Сита била много подозрителна, когато видяла тази малка маймунка, която дошла и се представила като пасеник на Рамачандра. Тя не му се доверила.
But when he showed the ring, then she knew this is actually from Lord Ram.
Когато Хануман показа пръстена, тогава тя разбрала, да, това е пратеник на моя слуга.
So anyway, now Hanuman had found her. He was going to go back to tell Ram where she was so they could come and rescue her.
Тогава Хануман се върнал и за да каже на Рамачандра къде е Сита, за да може Рама да я спаси.
But somehow he was captured by the soldiers of Ravana.
Но по някакъв начин той бил пленен от войните на Равана.
And they brought him before Ravana.
И те го закарали пред Равана.
So Ravana understood this is a messenger from Lord Ram.
Равана разбрал, това е пратеник на Рамачандра.
So they were going to let him go, but they just go back, but they decided they would light his tail on fire.
Те решили да го пуснат, но преди това да запалят опашката.
So, sometimes people think that spiritual life means that you just sit quietly and don't do anything. That's spiritual life.
Понякога хората си мислят, че духовен живот означава да седиш някъде спокойно и да не правиш нищо.
You can never become angry, you can never become disturbed.
Те си мислят, че духовен живот означава, че никога не трябва да се разгневяваш, никога не трябва да бъдеш притеснен.
But that is not actually a thing.
Но това не е истина.
Spiritual life means to utilize everything in behalf of the Lord, even anger.
Духовен живот означава да използваш всичко в служение на Бога, дори и гнева.
So when they set Hanuman's tail on fire.
Така когато те подпалили опашката на Хануман.
He went running everywhere, touching his tail to everywhere.
Той отишъл навсякъде, той
He put the whole city of Lanka was on fire.
Той подпалил целия град на Лан.
And then he went to cool off in the ocean.
И след това отишъл и изгасил опашката си в океан.
For feeling he was feeling a little hot at the rear.
Той чувствал малко жега.
So then he actually returned back to his beloved Lord Ram. And with the help of the monkeys, Lord Ram built a bridge of floating boulders across the ocean from India to Lanka. That bridge has actually been discovered recently by NASA in aerial photographs. Because those boulders then sank into the sea after Ram Lila. But you can see from the aerial photograph there's an actual bridge that's now underwater that goes all the way from India to Lanka.
Мост на дъното на океана, който започва от Индия и стига чак до Ланка.
The atheistic rascals, they have called it Adam's Bridge instead of Ram's Bridge.
Adam's?
Adam's. Like Adam in the Bible. Adam.
Атеистичните глупаци нарекли негодници, нарекли този мост мостът на Адам, вместо мостът на Бог.
But that bridge is the bridge constructed by Lord Ram thousands and thousands of years ago.
Това е всъщност мост, построен от Бог Рам преди хиляди.
So while they were constructing the bridge,
докато правили моста,
The monkeys were bringing these big, big boulders, and by Ram's power, they were all floating in the water. One little spider who felt very devoted to Lord Ram, he was, with his little legs, he was pushing some dust into the ocean. So Hanuman said, "What do you think you're doing? You're just in the way. Get out of here."
Този паяк се опитва да постави една много малка прашинка в океана.
Ram overheard the insulting words of Hanuman to the spider.
Hanuman му казал, къде си тръгна с това камъче, махни ми се от пътя.
He said, no, Hanuman, do not talk like that.
Тогава Рамачандра чул тези оскърбителни думи на Хануман и му казал, Хануман, не трябва да говориш така.
You are serving to your full capacity and he is serving to his full capacity.
Ти даваш най-доброто от себе си в служението и той също дава най-доброто от себе си.
He is as great a devotee as you are. Do not criticize him in this way.
Той е толкова велик, колкото и ти. Не го критикуй по този начин.
So anyway, Ram with his army of monkeys whose weapons were boulders and tree trunks and branches.
Тогава Рамачандра със своята армия от маймуни, чието оръжие били камъни и...
Went charging into Lanka.
Тръгнали към Ланка.
Even though they did not have the sophisticated weaponry of the Rakshasas.
Въпреки че нямали толкова добри оръжия, колкото имали Ракшасите.
But because they were fighting on the side of Lord Ram.
Тъй като се сражавали на страната на Бог Рам.
They were victorious.
Те победили.
This is described in the Bhagavad Gita.
Това е описано в Бхагавад Гита.
Yatra Yageshvara Krishna, tatra tatra what is it?
Yatra Yageshvara Krishna, yatra Partha Dhanurdhara, tatra Shir Vijayor Bhutir, Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama.
Yes. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will certainly be victory, extraordinary power, opulence, and morality. That is my opinion.
Там където са Кришна и Арджуна, Кришна, който е върховният мистик, и Арджуна, най-добрият стрелец и слуг, там винаги ще има победа, морал.
So just as wherever there is Krishna and Arjuna, there is victory.
Винаги, там където са Кришна и Арджуна, винаги там ще има победа.
Wherever there is Ram, Lakshman, and Hanuman.
Там където са Рам, Лакшман и Хануман.
There will also be victory.
Също винаги ще има победа.
So even without any sophisticated weapons, just some simple rocks and sticks.
Без никакви оръжия на практика, само с пръчки и камъни.
This army of forest monkeys.
Тази армия от горски маймуни.
Defeated the most highly sophisticated, technologically advanced military force on the planet Earth.
Победила най-добрата армия, най-добре въоръжената армия.
And Hanuman was killed by the arrows of Lord Ram. Lord Ravana, not Hanuman. Ravana was killed by the arrows of Lord Ram. And Lord Ram then installed the pious brother of Ram, Vibhishana, on the throne of Lanka. And in a celestial airplane, he returned to the kingdom of Ayodhya, from which he had been banished 14 years ago. Along with Sita, Hanuman, Lakshman. So this returning of Lord Ram to Ayodhya is still celebrated today as Diwali. And anyone who hears and remembers this wonderful story of Lord Ram conquering over the demon Ravana.
Всеки, който си спомня за тази прекрасна история, как Бог Рамачандра победил демон
he will be able to conquer over the Ravana within the heart, the demoniac desires. And become a pure devotee of God. Therefore, you must always remember this story of Lord Ramachandra. If you do so, your life will be victorious. You will achieve the supreme success. Back to home, back to Godhead. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Because you said that we have to kill this demon, Ravana, inside our heart.
Yeah.
The question is, how exactly did Lord Ramachandra kill Ravana?
Arrows. So, the arrows that we are giving you, the arrows of Vedic wisdom. If you will study carefully Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then you will have a quiver full of arrows. To defeat the Ravana within your heart. It's like Krishna says, Sarvadharman Buddhijaja, Ma me kong shadadang vaja, Ahang tvang sarvapapebhyo, Mokshiya shami ma shuchaha. This verse is a sharpened arrow. If you will shoot it into your heart, then the Ravana within your heart will be killed and you can fully surrender to Krishna. So how will you shoot it into your heart? By this process known as Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Always be engaged in hearing the chant, hearing and chanting the glories of Lord Vishnu or Krishna or Lord Ram. More questions?
Заради хорските сплетни, че е живяла с хората, се говори най-различни неща, че е живяла с Равана, че го заверява и така. След което той самия напуска тялото си. Как всъщност напуска тялото си Бог Рамачандра?
What you narrated, the story that you narrated actually ends up with the story that you told.
Yes.
Ends up with the killing of Ravana and installing Vibhishan, but we know that later on Lord Ramachandra banished Sita Devi,
and then
he himself left this world. So the question is, how did Lord Ramachandra leave this planet?
What is the Leela of Ram's departure? That I don't know. Do you know that Leela? Yes. That Leela I don't know. I cannot say. You know that, Leela? All right, you can tell.
No.
You know that, Leela?
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell it.
Бог Рамачандра е заедно с всички жители на Айодия. Е отишъл на брега на река Сарайо, която минава през Айодия. И той е казал на всички жители, всички, не само тези, които са били в човешки форми, а всички останали животни, там, всички жители на Йоди, че той се връща в Вайкунта и всички, които искат да дойдат с него, са добре дошли. И тогава той влиза в Сарайо, в тази река, и по този начин приключва се за проблемата си. Това е от Сканда Пурана и Рамаяна.
Next question. There's no questions then?
There is a question.
All right.
Аз имам въпрос за напредъка в духовния живот. Чувал съм, че трябва да е бавен и постепенен, като изгрева на слънцето. Но също така и един махарач, който за един миг постига духовно съвършенство, като се отдава на Кришна.
Чухте ли въпроса?
Не. Въпросът е за духовния напредък. Чувал съм, че трябва да е бавен и постепенен, като изгрева на слънцето, но също така има един цар, който постига съвършенство само в един миг. Нали, се отдава на Кришна само за един миг. Нали, на пръв поглед това са противоречиви неща. Как ние трябва да...
Събре за кваща.
He says, I heard that the spiritual progress should be slow, gradual, like the rising of the sun in the morning. But we also heard about Maharaj Katvanga, who achieved perfection just for a single moment.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to know what is the true picture.
Yes. So sometimes we hear that advancing in Krishna consciousness is a gradual process.
Понякога чуваме, че напредъкът в Кришна съзнание е постепенен процес.
And sometimes we hear that within a single moment one can achieve spiritual perfection.
Понякога чуваме, че само за един момент човек може да постигне духовно съвършенство.
So what should we do?
Какво трябва да правим?
Should we try to become perfect in Krishna consciousness now?
Трябва ли да се опитаме да станем?
Or should we think it is a gradual process, so later on I will try to become perfect?
Трябва ли да се опитаме да постигнем съвършенство в Кришна съзнание сега или да го отложим за по-натам, тъй като той без това е постепенен процес?
So the real fact is that even now if you try to become perfect at this very minute, still there will be a gradual process.
Истината е, че дори ако в момента се опитате да станете съвършени в Кришна съзнание, в тази минута, това все още, въпреки това ще бъде постепенен процес.
You have to intensely endeavor for perfection at every minute.
Много интензивно да се опитвате да постигнете съвършенство всяка минута.
With every thought, every word and every deed.
Всяка мисъл, всяка дума и всяко действие.
If you think it's gradual, so I'll get serious about it later on.
Ако си мислите, че процесът е постепен и аз ще стана сериозен по-късно,
then you'll never become perfect.
Тогава никога няма да стане съвършен.
You have to endeavor to become perfect right now.
Да се опитате да постигнете съвършенство в момента, сега.
And by this constant endeavor to become perfect, you will gradually become perfect.
И чрез това постоянно усилие да станете съвършени, постепенно вие ще постигнете съвършенство.
And if you think, well, it's gradual, so later on I'll get serious, then you'll never become perfect.
Ако си мисли, че процесът си е без това бавен, постепен, значи аз по-късно ще стана сериозен, тогава това означава, че никой няма да постигне.
If you are serious to follow this process, there will be a moment when you actually do achieve perfection. That moment will come.
Ако сте сериозни в следването на този процес, ще дойде момент, в който ще постигнете успех. Този момент ще дойде.
So why suffer unnecessarily?
Така че защо да страдате ненужно?
Why not act in such a way that that moment of complete perfection comes as soon as possible?
Защо да не действате по такъв начин, че успехът да дойде колкото може по-скоро?
This is actual intelligence.
Това е истинска интелигентност.
It is foolish to think, well, I'll get serious later on because it's a gradual process. That's foolish.
Глупове да си мислите, аз ще стана сериозен по-късно, защото това е постепенен процес.
Pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, when Hanuman was throwing in big boulders and the spider came with a little dust, and because Hanuman was laughing, so Lord Ramachandra chastised Hanuman. What did he say to
him? What did?
What was the chastisement to Hanuman about the spider putting the little dust?
He is serving as well as you are. That was the chastisement.
Yeah. Докато маймоните строили този мост на планка, тогава...
I already explained. He's serving as well as you?
Shall I translate this question?
Yes, he chastised Hanuman for chastising the spider, that he's doing as good a service as you. That was the chastisement.
Просто беше какво е какво е казал Бог Рама Чандра на Хануман, който е изкривил този паек, който се опитвал да служи, като носил като бутъл с приказа си едно малка песачинка. Хануман, Бог Рама Чандра му казал, той е точно толкова добър слуга, колкото и ти, въпреки че неговият капацитет да служи е по-малък. Тъй като дава най-добро по себе си, той е точно толкова.
Questions more? Yeah.
Чухме тая прекрасна история и в нея има толкова много екшън, а същевременно ние трябва да седим, да слушаме, да помним и да възпяваме някакси като добри ученици. Как да го разбирам това, който душата му е така, се стреми към екшън, сега как да подава предано служение?
We just heard this story about Lord Ramachandra, and this story is filled up with action. And we are supposed just to sit and listen and meditate on these stories. But if we have this tendency, we want to do something practical, then what? How to engage this propensity?
Yes. Then you should take over the world. Introduce Krishna consciousness everywhere. Convince everyone that they're the eternal servant of Krishna and they should surrender to him. Distribute books, distribute prasadam, distribute the kirtan, in this way make a revolution. Just like Hanuman, he brought Sita back to Ram. So see, what is Sita? She is a goddess of fortune. Sita is a goddess of fortune. And Hanuman brought her back to Ram.
Hanuman vrnul Sita Devi obratno na Bog Ramachandra, a Sita Devi e boginjata na shtastir.
So Sita, she is the personification of goddess of fortune, or she is also understood as money, wealth. So if you want to do like this, then you can bring all the wealth of the world back as an offering to Lord Ram or Lord Krishna. In this way, you can follow the footsteps of Hanuman by bringing Sita back to Ram. Engage all the wealth of the world in the service of Krishna. That will give you plenty to do to keep you busy. You have to convince all the wealthy people of the world to give their money to ISKCON.
Защо Бог Рамачандра се отнесе така жестоко с Сита и я изоставя, въпреки че тя не му е изневерила с Равана?
Why did Lord Ramachandra banish Sita? Although she was
actually it is external pastime only. He never actually banished Sita. She's his eternal consort.
Това е такова външно избавление само. Всъщност, Бог Рамачандра никога не е отхвърлил Сита, тъй като тя е неговата вечна съпруга.
But externally, it appeared that he had banished her because he wanted to show the ideal example of king.
Но външно, на пръв поглед, изглеждало, че той я отхвърлил, тъй като той искал да даде съвършен пример за цар.
That the king must be beyond all suspicion.
За това, че царът трябва да бъде отвъд всяко подозрение.
One citizen had made some statement that how Lord Ram had accepted an unchaste woman who had been in the hands of a demon.
Един поданик направил тази забележка, че Бог Рамачандра приял Сита Деви, която е била с Равана.
Even though Sita had never violated her chastity towards Lord Ram, still the rumor was there that what sort of king is this accepting a woman who was in the hands of a demon.
Въпреки че Сита Деви била абсолютно благочестива и никога не нарушила своя обет за вярност.
So because of that rumor, Lord Ram, to keep his reputation as king intact, he banished Sita.
Въпреки че тя била невинна, имало такива слухове в Айодия и за да може да даде съвършен пример, Рамачандра я изостави, отхвърли.
Was it for his reputation or to show the example of the ideal king?
Same thing. The king must have good reputation. Same thing. Actually, the real Sita was not kidnapped, Prabhupada explains. It was only a Maya Sita that was kidnapped.
Maharaj, you said that what we should do for Значи, Махарадж ни обясни как да служиме на Сита като богиня на богатството, но как да служиме като богиня на щастието.
You have explained how to serve Sita Devi as the goddess of
wealth.
Of wealth, but how to serve her as the goddess of happiness.
How to serve her to make her happy?
No, because
His understanding is that Sita Devi is the goddess of happiness and material success.
Not actually the wealth. The
wealth, Lakshmi.
So he explained how to serve her like a god of wealth, but how to serve her?
Like don't be like Ravana. Trying to enjoy Sita.
No, I don't try. I like to serve Sita, like God of happiness.
How to serve Sita as the goddess of happiness?
If you want to be happy, you engage Sita in the service of Ram, that's all. If you try to enjoy her separately, then you're Ravana.
Ако искаш да си щастлив, трябва да ангажираш богатството в служение на Бога.
And you will be killed by Ram.
Ако го използваш за своето собствено наслаждение, тогава ти си всъщност Равана и ще бъдеш убит от Рам.
If you want the blessings of Sita Devi to be happy in this world, then simply engage her in the service of Lord Ram, that's all.
Ако искаш благословите на Сита Деви за да бъдеш щастлив, трябва просто да я ангажираш в служение на Бог Рам.
Ако искам да бъдеш щастлив.
What about if I want the others to be happy?
Other people?
Yeah.
Then engage everyone in engaging Sita in Ram's service.
Всички да правят това, което ти правиш, да ангажираш Сита в служение на Рам.
And the whole world will be happy. You teach everyone how to use wealth for Krishna, for Lord Ram, then the whole world will be happy. Teach everyone to use their wealth in the service of the Lord.
Ако обучиш всички как да използват богатството в служение на Бога, тогава целият свят, всички хора ще бъдат щастливи.
Become a preacher of Krishna consciousness.
Стани проповедник на Кришна съзнание.
Teach everyone how to serve Krishna.
Учи всеки как да служи на Кришна.
Then you will be unlimitedly happy.
Тогава ще бъдеш безкрайно щастлив.
Questions more?
Други въпроси?
Как да обясним на някой, който ни казва, че служийки на Бога, на някой, който смята, че служийки на Бога, това е егоистично, докато примерно не удовлетворяваме някой друг и не служим на хората, да. Не се ангажираме в някакви други дейности, ами си губим времето в служение, обожаване на нещо си, което те не разбират съответно. Но как да му го обясним това нещо? Че служението на Бога, служики на Бога, ние удовлетворяваме всички останали хора на практика чрез тази дейност.
How to explain to the people that by serving Krishna, we serve everybody.
Yes.
How to...
Very simple explanation. Just like your body has many parts.
Много части.
You have nose.
Нос.
You have ears.
Уши.
You have feet.
Крака.
You have knees. You have hands. You have belly also.
Корема, стомах.
Which parts of your body require nourishment?
Коя част на твоето тяло трябва да бъде хранено?
Every part of your body requires nourishment.
Всяка част на тялото ти изисква да бъде хранено.
So when it comes time for your eating, will you smear the food on every bodily part?
Така че когато дойде време да ядеш, ти какво правиш? Размазваш храната по всички части на тялото си?
Will you stick your foot in the dal?
Дали размазваш дала по крака си?
Will you massage the rice on your knee?
Или масажир...
No. You will give all the food to the belly. And then the belly will distribute the nutrition to every bodily part. So the belly of the total existence, that is God. So if you give your service to God, then automatically the benefit of that service goes to all living beings throughout the total existence.
Ако дадеш своето служение на Бога, тогава автоматично ползата от това служение се разпространява всички живи същества в цялото целия свят.
Do you clearly understand this answer? Yeah. So you tell them like that. Yeah. We have time for one more question.
Имаме време за още един последен въпрос.
Who has not asked a question yet? Would like to, a little shy? Yes, you can ask. There in the back, you have a question? No? You don't? Okay.
Всички знаем, че когато Кришна убива някой, противника му автоматично получава освобождение. А тук Бог Рамачандра убива единствено Равана и всъщност само Равана ли получава освобождение, защото знаем историята, предисторията за появяването на Равана, или и всички, които участват в битката на страната на Равана, получават освобождение. Защото те са били убити от предано отдадени, от Хануман, от армията, от всички други, но Бог Рамачандра не участва в битката. Той убива само Равана. Разбрали въпроса?
What is the... We know that when Krishna kills someone, he achieves liberation. So what happened with this Rakshasa that they died on the battlefield?
Anyone who died in the presence of Lord Ram got liberated.
Всички, които загинали в присъствието на Бог Рамачандра, постигнали освобождение.
So it's very auspicious to die in the presence of Lord Ram.
Това е много благоприятно човек да напусне тялото си, когато Бог Рамачандра.
Okay then, our time is up. We thank you all very much for participating in the festival to celebrate the appearance day of Lord Sri Ramachandra. Lord Sri Ramachandra ki jai. Lord Sri Ramachandra's Transcendental Appearance Day celebration ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.
Sophia Vaishnava's ki jai.